Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing out there?
There's an old man in here with us.
Watching golf?
Yeah. I mean, really, we are watching golf, so it does make sense that we've brought in an old, a retiree, if you will, to
wow.
Watch golf.
No respect.
Well, no, he's not in charge anymore.
He is until 5 p.m. today. Can you turn on his mic, Buck? Would that be something that would be helpful?
There's a red light.
Hey, look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Way to go, Ryan Buckley.
Well, I thought that the PD there would have the light in front of him, but I was wrong.
Thinking about Hawaii and California and places like that.
That man right there.
Who hired that jackass?
The man behind the curtain, Jeff Baton Rouge, in studio.
What's up?
Now, shamelessly going on every program. Like, I thought it was going to be special when we had him on, and it turns out he's just whoring himself out to whatever program will have him.
Brought to you by.
It's about time the fan had you on.
Yeah. Those golden pipes.
My God.
I've been holding back for the last, I don't know. If you'll recall, though, for a while there, I was doing updates with you guys because I didn't think I had enough to do. So,
well, there was is only, that right?
Yeah.
You don't remember Jeff doing updates?
No.
Well, there was only four of us here. That's the best part is that when Jeff came on board, the station was you, me, Swag, and then Jeff. There was four of us.
Well,
and I don't even know if Swag was full-time.
He was full-time.
Was he full-time?
Yeah, you three were the only ones. Rust was working part-time. We had Tim the Man Monis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite
Timmy
a cast.
Timmy Monis.
I actually got a text from Timmy the Man today.
He still listens.
Nice. Yeah.
He's character.
We still use a couple of his opens.
So Jeff Austin here, our longtime leader and program director, is retiring. Mm-hmm. He is done, and today is his last day.
That's it.
So we thought we'd have you in to talk about your time, how great we are.
And that's really the key.
And how great the state, well, and who you're passing the torch to. Yeah.
Well, I'm not divulging that. And frankly, I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows.
No. Nobody knows yet.
Yeah, but the fans.
That's
gonna
a Ryan Cooley call right there.
So when did you get here? You had two stints at the Fan.
The first stint was in 97 and 98, just fairly brief. Left because my wife, my fiance, was back in Salt Lake City making a lot more money than I was, and we got pregnant, so it was time to do something. And came back in 2008. First day was May 12th, 2008.
Yeah.
When
so
I came back.
The first time you were here, so when did the station launch All Sports?
1990.
90, okay. So you were, so it was 7 or 8 years old.
It was still in its relative infancy.
One of the first on the West Coast, right? Like
second.
Two? Second?
We're the longest running All Sports station on the West Coast because Extra in San Diego went off the air for a while.
Yeah.
And KNBR in San Francisco wasn't All Sports for a while. They were doing Rush Limbaugh until I think about 2001. So we're the oldest.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah, how about
the
that?
The cheese stands alone.
Well, listen, this is a great radio station.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, if you're new to this station, you don't know the history of this station. A lot of really great talent has come through here.
Yeah.
And you've been a big part of that. You've been here for So you said 2008. So there's 17
years.
Plus
yeah.
two
the
before.
Other two,
I mean,
yeah.
20 of the. Oh my God! What?
Oh, you're asking us to do
45,
math?
35 years.
35
of,
years now.
I mean,
yeah.
45, 35.
Something like yeah. that.
Sold.
You gotta make it all 220, 220, 221, yeah. whatever it takes.
Ready.
But I mean, you know,
any better swing.
It's yeah. sad to see you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're sad to see you go. You did a good job.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's been it's not the easiest call to walk away, and yet it's the right call, you know. I mean, things are really good here right now. There are a lot of things that are going to become apparent, I think, here in the near future too. There's a tease. That make it even a better place to be. And it's been fun, and I get to work with you guys. I mean,
you're welcome.
The reason we're here right now, let's be honest, you got every great station has to have a tent pole. So think of yourselves as a yeah. tent pole.
Thanks, Dirt and Sprague.
There you go.
Now, wait. So what did you think? So you came in 2008.
Yeah.
Suk and I had been on the air together for about 3 years.
Maybe. Not quite, I think.
Actually. Be honest. What yeah. did you think of our show?
First time I heard you guys, I was like, what in the hell are these guys talking about? And why should I care?
But also,
and then
I think I'm awesome.
After a while, I started figuring it out. You know, I think it's one of those things. I remember... I can't remember who used to say this, but, you know, you got to listen for a week and then you'll get it, right? I didn't even have to listen a week, but I started to understand what separated you from a lot of other people that I had worked with over the years. And I thought you were perfect for this market. And I think the station reflects what, you know, this your style and reflects what this town wants from a sports station. We're not going to sit here and talk about any one team 25 different ways on a daily basis.
Thank God.
No, who wants to do that, right? I mean,
lots of people.
It's incredible.
Unfortunately,
well, I know, but
several.
I think it's incredibly freeing if you can talk about whatever you want, whether it's any of the major local sports brands or if something's fascinating in sports nationally or something that has nothing to do with sports. To me, that's the kind of job I would want to do every day.
Well, and I'm always careful about remembering stuff from 17 years ago, right? Like your memory. You remember what you want to remember.
Yes.
But I do remember briefly, like when we first met, like, cause we
went to lunch.
Yeah. We went to lunch. I think we were out at the, what was that place on McAdams? It's still there. The,
we went to Buffalo Gap.
Buffalo Gap.
Yeah.
We're sitting at the Buffalo Gap.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I remember having a conversation, and I do remember you saying something to the effect of, I don't necessarily get you guys that, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. So I just want to listen for a bit. Mm-hmm. Before we said we'll circle back and we'll talk about it. And I do remember leaving that, appreciating that, because it was our fear is because at the time,
yeah,
you know, the idea of not taking calls, the idea of not leaning heavily into Blazers or local stuff was a bit like we took a lot of flack for that. So I do remember that meeting. And when you came back and said you got it, I remember feeling very relieved, because it's scary when you get a new boss in.
Of course, yeah.
And you're not certain. And then 17 years later, that respect, I think, between the three of us just kept growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember that. I had actually forgotten that, saying that at the time. But now that you say that, I remember. But
it just triggered you when you said at first you weren't quite certain.
I remember
you being honest and saying that.
I think I always wanted to be the kind of boss that I liked working for, which is give me professional independence. If I prove that I deserve the leash and I'm still growing and I'm improving, get out of my way, let me do my thing. And I think that's kind of what I've tried to do here. Yeah. And, you know, and then after you guys and we started building, we were putting new shows on the air. It was like, okay, this is closer work, a little closer scrutiny, it's coaching. But then again, get out of the way. If you hire the right people, they're going to grow, they're going to figure it out, and let them do their thing. Because I've seen some very hands-on people in this business before, and those aren't the kind of people you want to work for, in my opinion.
I don't think you'd have either of us here if we had that.
No.
That's
don't blame
not
me.
A joke. It's like, come on, man.
But I give you a lot of credit. I mean, like you said, you went from when the station was, I mean, dude, we were a laughing stock. I remember the first time the two of us beat KGON. We thought that was going to be a great thing. And it turned out we got punished for it. The head of programming on KGON came in and tried to pee on us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad this was. Like, we were like an AM in the closet. No one gives a rip. And when we do something good, it's looked at as, what the F are you guys doing? And now, you know, you have grown the station over the 17 years into an actual, real, functioning radio station where now we are no longer, we're in front and we're, you know, we're
well,
not
Well, we have. I mean, it's the collection of people. And it started with you guys, obviously, but it's built from there. But you're right. I mean, we were they used to call us the little engine that could, remember?
Or the engine that couldn't.
Or the couldn't, yeah. I mean, and now, I mean, like, if you look at this as a measure of success, and I do, we've been a top five billing station in this market now for a few years in a row, and we keep going up.
And now you're walking away just when we've turned the corner.
I know.
You lazy sack.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody's got to be that.
Who is your first hire?
Dusty.
Really?
Yeah.
Fan man.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in here talking to Dusty and Will just a little while ago. First hire and most recent hire.
Yeah, so, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dusty, first hire, Will, the most recent.
Most recent, yeah.
And Will is turning out to be an all-star.
I like Will a lot.
He's excellent.
He's learning.
He's going to take Suk's job.
Well, that's what I keep hearing, but...
Or at least take his skin.
Murder me and wear my skin. I always thought that'd be swag with you, but it turns out not so fast.
It's, you know, the great thing is that we've got people here who I think all kind of fit in this place and have the same kind of overall philosophy about let's have some fun while we do this. Let's reflect the market. You know, we've talked about this before, whether it's Portland or the West Coast in general, there's just a different sensibility and a different, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just a way of looking at life. It's so different than the way sports radio sounds on the East Coast or parts of the Midwest. And I really enjoy being in Portland and being at the Fan. And I think the people who work here do too. And it would be really difficult to go to another market where it's all, you know, angry guy radio and you're talking about the same team 25 different ways and you got callers coming on and lighting other people up. And
it's
not
boring
to me.
Yeah. Do you think that is antiquated, or do you think that
I do. I remember we used to judge the measure of success, and this was in another market, but we'd be given high fives in the hallway. Hey, we took 85 calls today. You know, that was but that was when sports radio was in its infancy. I mean,
yeah,
we're talking the 90s.
You've seen the kind of the evolution. You were there at the beginning and kind of now moved into an entirely different world of it.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But you think in those major markets like that, or just maybe a little bit more sportsy markets, do you think sports radio will shift to sort of...
It already has to some degree, less of the phone calls being taken. But I mean, I read a column by a guy who thought that phone calls were still necessary. You just had to do a really good job of coaching the callers as a producer, right?
Well, that was
already the case. Yeah, that doesn't change anything to me. We already did it that way.
It's not that we didn't want to take calls. It's that if you're going to take calls, you have to prepare the caller and it's got to fit into the show, and you can do that. There's a lot of work you have to do behind the scenes in order to put that on the air, and we didn't have anybody to do that.
Right.
So then it became a free-for-all, and it's, you know, that's worthless. Wants that?
We heard from a lot of people who are like, I don't care what Joe Bob in whatever town has to say. I'm tuning in to listen to Isaac and Suk or Danny and Dusty or listening to Dirt and Sprague. That's why they're listening. And we had maybe two or three regular callers who were not happy about it. But, you know, with previous hosts, too, I'm sure you heard this before. Sometimes those guys would get on and just bloviate for 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just not, you know, go get a podcast.
Kermit used to take calls for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just talk to the same guy for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sorry. Let's, you know what, it. At the time, great. But now that's not what people want.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's too many options.
I mean, it's the you know, that's the Feinbaum model. And, you know, again, it's the 1,000 different ways to skin a cat. But I'm glad that we are not forced to go down that. And that was one of the things I always I tip my cat. I think we've all have evolved. I mean, I think as you've gone through 20 years, what's the biggest change you've seen from when you started versus now when you're walking out of here?
Well, we're just, you know, it's a cliche, but we're a multi-platform station now. It used to be what's coming out of the speaker, and that was it. Yeah. Now we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on YouTube. I mean, it's, you know, Twitch, and it's all that. So you got to live where your listeners live and then try to be as interesting as possible every day when you come in here on all those platforms. That's the biggest change.
Well, I would like to say you are supportive and you are steady. And those were, and that was very, it's greatly appreciated.
Well, feelings mutual.
You did a great job. You were a great leader, and the station is going to be worse off with you gone. I mean, you did a great job.
I don't know about that. I think I teased it before, but there's some really great stuff coming for the fan. I think it's going to be even better. It's actually, you know, having been here 17 years, it's a great time to get, you know, the proverbial fresh set of eyes and ears in here. And, you know, maybe make some changes. That's one thing I learned early on was if you don't change and evolve, you're going to be irrelevant. I saw some veterans when I first got into radio who washed out, went from like sportscaster of the year to out on, you know, on the streets because they wouldn't change.
Yeah.
Well, let the fan change.
Well, you have an hour and 45 minutes left still. I mean, you could make some changes.
There is time. I think Will's probably still around here somewhere. I think he lives in the basement. Yeah. He's like the fan of the
Klondike
opera.
Klondike Will Ortner.
Yeah, he doesn't go anywhere.
That's right.
Well, and I think about, too, like how many people have come along over the years, different stations that launched and said, well, you're going to be out of business in 2 weeks. And, you know, I just, all that noise that's come. And we had so many people that would come in and try to attack us. And I do remember, again, going back to what Rob said, you were a steady hand. I was like a baseball manager, right? You sets the tone for the clubhouse. And I thought you always set a great tone, and you've always had my respect of the utmost.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was two things. One, it was you guys and all the others who create the content on the station. But we also had some great salespeople and sales managers, too. You can do all the great radio you want, but if you don't have people who are out there humping it every day, trying to make the money for you, I could say that.
Oh, okay.
Because who, I'm out of here.
He's short.
But no, I mean, you know, it's
an hour and a half.
You gotta have the revenue coming in, too, and that's why we were able to become why we are where we are now. So
take that, FMs.
Suck it.
Well, what's the plan? What's your life going to be like now? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Well, I think we're going back east because it pencils out as a retiree, not getting your retirement income tax, having to downsize and buy another house, all those things that go with it, you know.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I'm going back probably to North Carolina where I grew up, and the family likes it there too. All things being equal, we probably would have stayed in the Northwest because we love it here. But we'll still come back.
Back to the roots.
I can see you there on keeping score on the third baseline of a Durham Bulls game.
Hell yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of options in that area. So much college sports, some professional sports. We're looking at areas of Virginia, too, frankly. But it's there. There's so much to do in a small radius from a sports fan standpoint. And I won't have to work on Saturdays anymore. First time in 31 years.
Mm. Getting that big Walmart greeter job, are you? You're going
to
be wearing
Walmart, yes. May I see your receipt?
Could be wearing that vest.
You need to be a starter at a golf course.
I could see.
Or a marshal.
Yeah. A marshal.
Because then you get free golf.
Hey, you guys, stop monkeying around.
Yeah, you don't get paid, but you do get free golf. My dad did that when he shut it down. He went and just worked a couple days a week at a golf course simply to play free golf.
I'm not planning to do anything in the workplace.
For you.
Sorry.
Just done.
I'm done.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, hey, man. Thank you. for everything.
Thank you.
You leave behind a great radio station. And so hopefully.
Thank you, Buck.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you.
Well, you know.
Hired me twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, you hired Buck twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I left for TV and I came back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. He left and then he was a house husband for a little bit. And then he was sitting on the sidelines. And
wow.
That was when Lynch left us. And then we needed. Yeah. You know, you've hired several producers for this program. We've been through a lot of those.
Well, I didn't fire Mike, of course. Mike went over and did, as did Travis. Great
Blazers.
Things for the Blazers.
That's right.
Look at the people. I mean,
oh my God,
that high school football broadcast we had. We had Demers doing play-by-play. We had guys like Brett Elliott and Andrew Nemec doing color. Swag was doing the halftime show. Dusty was on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people come
through. Now look where they are. It's great.
Like Scott Masteller, you know, was here. And
he's
like
my boss the first time.
He's like a programming legend.
Yep.
He is.
Colin Cowherd. If some people may not know, Colin Cowherd was here.
Yeah.
John Lund and Ian Furness and
Dave Shore,
all kinds
Bill
of
Jackson.
Been in.
I'm trying to think. Kermit Washington.
Yep. Michael Thompson,
the
of course.
Late Dream. Michael Thompson.
Yep.
The late Dreamweaver.
Yes.
Well, and a lot of the people that are on other stations here in the market still. In fact, most of them started here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them started. Oh, I think almost everyone.
Gavin was here, right?
Gavin.
And,
Chad. He's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah. We've been fortunate. I mean, there has been a lot of talent through this station over the years. We're really lucky.
And we're kind of the ones that are just, we're
still here.
Still here.
Holding it up.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Well, Rob, man.
The old tentpole Isaac Roth.
I'll still be listening, by the way.
Why?
You know, why? Because I want to. That's the thing. If I didn't like listening to my station, I shouldn't have a job.
I bet he's listening on their app that he's always telling us about.
Yeah.
I will say you did listen to the station.
That's the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But we've had PDs that did not.
Yes.
Well,
and just people
not doing
in general.
Job.
So yeah, it was always when you would chime in with something, like, oh, damn.
He's listening.
Dude's listening. Kept us on our toes. Like, or we say something, we're like, hope the boss isn't listening to that one. Like,
No, and you know what? I experienced this too, but everybody out there knows it. There's nothing worse than the commute in this town. And even if there's nothing, you know, don't think that what you're doing here isn't doing a public service, because it really, you know, people have a bad day. They have a crappy boss. They're having a fight with a wife. The commute sucks. They get to listen to us and we make their lives better. And I think that's a public service.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Well, you did a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Enjoy retirement.
Thank you.
Jeff Austin, program director at The Fan after 17 years, is dead.
Tip of the cap. Well, we killed a lot of people on this program over the years. So I think we make a report next week that Jeff has died in a tragic, tragic school bus accident on his way back to Durham,
Zoo
North Carolina.
Accident.
There you go.
Yeah, it's got to be an animal.
tiger
uprising.
Mike Parker was here, too.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike's great.
We're leaving out a lot. Mark Amazon. We're leaving out a lot. There were a lot of names. Well,
there's so many, you're not going to get them all. That's the thing. And I know I'm leaving somebody
history.
Out. But,
cool history. All right. Well, good luck to you. Thank you for coming on. Who will be the new PD at The Fan? Who knows?
Ooh.
Stay tuned to find out.
We're doing some sort of contest.
We might.
Yeah. Survivor.
Hunt for the PD.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait for the new boss to tell Isaac what to do for the first time. And then we all get surprised when Rob doesn't do it.
All right. We'll start the show next on The Fan.